Today we are doing Daf Samach Amud Beis of Maseches Brachos. Hanichnas Beis Hakisei Omer. If a person goes into a Beis Hakisei, here's what he says: His Chabdu Mechubadim Kedoshim Mishar Seil Yam Tnu Kavod Elokei Yisrael Harfumi Meni Achei Kanes Vesa Ritzoni Vava Aleichem. He starts talking to the angels, and he tells the angels, "Guys, do me a favor, give Kavod HaKadosh Baruch Hu by leaving me be for a little bit while I go in and I do what I have to do, and then I'll come back out and then you can escort me once again." But he asks the angels to stay outside of the bathroom and to wait for him. Amar Rabbi, lo leimei neshachi. No, don't say that. Dil neshafki leva azli, because then the angels might leave you and abandon you, and you don't want that. This is a major question. So what should you say? Alaleima shamruni shamruni azruni azruni samchuni samchuni hamtinuli hamtinuli achei kanis ve'etzei shekein darkan shal bnei adam. You should say, guard me twice, help me twice, support me twice, wait for me twice. No, wait for me, yeah, until I go in, because, you know, these are things that human beings have to do. You angels wouldn't know about these things, but these are bodily functions that human beings have to take care of. This is a major discussion about talking to Malachim, whether you're allowed to address Malachim directly. Where does it come up that we address Malachim? What? Machnisei Rachamim and Slichos? In our yeshiva, our minhag is we skip Machnisei Rachamim because we don't pray directly to angels. Comes up in Shalom Aleichem, where we ask angels, Barchuni l'shalom, we're asking the Malachim to bless us, so many people skip Barchuni l'shalom. It's a major question, can you address a tefillah directly to angels? Anyway, Kinafik Omer, when one leaves the Beis HaKisei, so most of us don't say that when we go into the bathroom, but most of us do say this when we leave a bathroom. Baruch Asher Yatzaris Adam B'Chachma, that blessed is the one who created man with wisdom. Uvaravo, nekavim, nekavim, chalim, chalim. And Hashem has created all different holes in a person's body. Galoy v'yodov nekisei kvodecha. And Hashem knows, she'im yipasech echad mehem, that if you were to open up one of them, o im yisaseim echad mehem, or close off that which should be open, eif shal lamel defanecha, and then we would not be able to stand in front of him. And the Gra adds, afilu shah achas, even for a single moment. So my chasim, and how do you conclude such a bracha? Amarav, Rofei Cholim. You should conclude the bracha with the words, Rofei Cholim, that Hashem cures the ill. Amar Shmuel, so Shmuel says, Kashavinu Abba Lukuli Alma Katsiri. Wow, you think everybody is sick. Meaning, you go to the bathroom, that's not an indication of illness. If you go to the bathroom, that's an indication of health. One who's unable to go to the bathroom would be an indication of illness. So why are you talking about Rofei Cholim? We're not all sick. Ella Rofei Kol Basar. Rather, the phrase should be that Hashem is Rofei Kol Basar, that He heals all Basar. Rav Sheshes Amar Mafli Lasos. And Rav Sheshes says, you should conclude the bracha with Mafli Lasos, that Hashem does wondrous things. That because here you have the human body that has all these openings to it, and yet it only emits what needs to be emitted at the right time and can hold in other things. So it's a pella what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. So that we say Mafli Lasos. Amar Rav Papa Hilkach Neminulit Ravayu Rofei Chol Basar Mafli Lasos. Rav Papa says, since there's a machlokas whether you should say Rofei Chol Basar or Mafli Lasos, we say them both. They're both so awesome. So we say it all. We say Rofei Chol Basar Mafli Lasos. It's a fantastic vart. Did I say this last time? From Rav Eliyashiv. Rav Eliyashiv in the Shiurim on Maseches Brachos says, at the end of a Masechta, when you make a Siyum, if you ever made a Siyum, you list off a whole bunch of names. What names do you list off? All the sons of Rav Papa, the 10 sons of Rav Papa. Why? Why are we listing off 10 sons of Rav Papa? So Rav Eliyashiv says, because Rav Papa was not only a great tzaddik and a scholar, all of his children were great Talmidei Chachamim. What did he do to be Zocha, to have all of his children be such great Talmidei Chacham? So he says, it is not because he was a great Talmidei Chacham. There are many great Talmidei Chacham that did not have all of his children great Talmidei Chacham. But it was this characteristic that we find Rav Papa does a few times over here, toward the end of Maseches Brachos, where different Chacham say things, and he says, I so love the ideas of all the different Chachamim, I want to incorporate all of them. It's that midah of having this chavivus of divrei chacham that he loves what they did, and the respect that he has for all the other divrei chacham that he wants to try to incorporate all of them. That midah is what makes his children want to value Torah and learn Torah. That's what Rav Eliyashiv writes. A beautiful idea. Hanichmas lishon al mitah. So if someone goes to sleep, Omer, he should say Mishma Yisrael ad vayim Shema. He should say the first paragraph of Shema vaOmer, and he should also say a bracha. Baruch HaMapil Chavlei Shein Aleinu Yisnu Malaf HaPai Umer li ishon bas ayin, yirasam vnach Hashem elokash tashkiveni l'shalom, v'sein chalki b'sor secha, v'targileni l'idei mitzvah, v'al targileni l'idei avera, v'al tivieni l'idei chet, v'lo l'idei avon, v'lo l'idei nisayon, v'lo l'idei vizayon, v'yishol bi yetzer tov, v'al yishol bi yetzer hara, v'tatzileni mi pegara u'mechaloyim ra'im, v'al yivhaluni chalomos ra'im v'irhurim ra'im, v'tei mitasi shleim l'fnecha, v'ayr einai penishon amaves, Baruch atah Hashem, Amer liolam kula b'chvodo. This is what's known as the bracha of Hamapil, where we bless Hashem for the fact that He gives us the ability to sleep, and we beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu that our sleep should go peacefully, and that we should be able to have a chelek in His Torah, and be accustomed to doing mitzvos, and not do averos, and not face challenges that are difficult to overcome, and not suffer indignities, and our yetzer tov should always overpower our yetzer hara. We shouldn't be ill, we shouldn't be frightened by bad dreams, we shouldn't be affected by bad thoughts, and that when we go to sleep, everything should be complete and should be as good as possible, and we shouldn't be seized by death. Hashem is merely on kula b'chvoda. That is the bracha of Hamapil, a beautiful bracha. Should one recite this bracha? Probably, the Gemara says you should, right? So why not? So there are people that do not recite this bracha. There are people that do not recite. They say the briskers don't recite this bracha because they're terrified. They're terrified that if they recite this bracha and then they don't fall asleep, it will be a bracha levatala. So that's a question in its own right. Is that true? If you say this bracha and then you don't fall asleep, is that a bracha levatala? Once you say this bracha, so Mishnah Berurah writes, you're not supposed to
talk.
Why? Because the bracha is on sleep, so you don't want to be mafsik between the bracha and sleep. Not all the achronim are so convinced that that's true. Is this a bracha on your going to sleep tonight? No, it's a bracha of Shevach Hashem that He created this great thing called sleep, and it includes tefillos about how we want everything to go well in our lives, but it's basically about praising Hashem that He gave us the ability to rejuvenate physically, He gave us the ability to sort of recharge. It doesn't have to be about my sleep per se. The most appropriate time to say it is when I go to sleep, because that's when I'm about to experience that Shevach of Hashem, but it's not necessarily on my sleep. So not all the Achronim are convinced that that's true, that you're not allowed to talk after you say Hamapil, and therefore even if you don't fall asleep, it's not necessarily a Bracha Levatala.
So that's similar to the reason why we don't say Bracha Tadavah, because you might not go to
the... So in general, we don't say, that's one of the explanations. In general, we don't say Bracha on Mitzvot Ben Adam L'Chaverim. So the Rashba writes in the Tshuva, in Tshuva Yud Ches, that we don't say the Bracha on Tzedakah because the Ani might not be Makabel. And it might not go through. But there may be other explanations as well why we don't say bracha on tzedakah. That's certainly one of them. But anytime, you're right. Anytime that you say a bracha and you're worried that it may not happen, so then you wouldn't say the bracha because you have to make sure that it does happen. But the halach in Shulchan Aruch is clear. We're supposed to say Hamapil. You're supposed to say that. You're supposed to recite this bracha with Shem Malchus.
What? Can we find it in a sitter?
Yeah, absolutely. Look at Kriya Shema Lamita right after Maariv. Kimitar Omer, when a person wakes up, he should say, Elokai, Neshama Shenasata Bi Tahora. The Neshama you gave me is pure. Ati Yasartabi, Ata Nefachtabi, you created it in me, you've blown it into me, Ata Meshamra Bikirbi, you guarded inside of me, Vata Sadutami Mani, Ulach Zirabi Lasalovo, and you're going to one day take it away from me and then give it back to me, Lasalovo, because Mansha Neshama Bikirbi. But so long as my Neshama is inside of me, Moda Nila Fanecha, Hashem Elokai Velokai Avasai, I am grateful to you, Hashem, Ribon Kolom, Adon Kolom, Neshamas Barachat Hashem, Hamachzir Neshamas of Kari Mason. So we bless Hashem for returning our neshamos when we wake up in the morning, and Hashem has actually returned our neshama. And then the Gemara continues to go through the process of what you have each morning. Kishama kol tarnagola. When you hear, what's a kol tarnagola?
Chicken.
The sound of the rooster in the morning. Chickens, not so much. Roosters, probably in the morning, even though tarnagola is a chicken. You hear the tarnagola, the rooster. Lema, you say, Baruch Hashem nasan lasechvi vina, lavchin ben yom meilali. You bless Hashem that He gave the sechvi is the rooster, the ability to discern between night and day, that the rooster crows at daybreak. Kipasachene, when you open your eyes, Lema, Baruch Pokech Ivrim. What is Pokech Ivrim about? Giving sight to the blind. When you were sleeping, you couldn't see anything. You open your eyes, now you can see. Bless Hashem for the ability to see. Do blind people say this bracha?
Yes.
Yes, why?
Because you're opening the eyes of people to help
that will help.
Good. They blind people benefit from the fact that other people can see. They could help them. They could lead them. So Levi Greenspan told me he asked the Shaila when he became blind, and he was told that he should say this bracha. Ki taritz v'yasiv, when a person sits himself up, lema baruch matir asurin. You should say a bracha that Hashem has lets those who are tied down be free, because now you're able to move. Ki lavish, when you get dressed, lema baruch malbish harumim. Ki zakev, when you stand up, lema baruch zokev kfufim, that Hashem allows the bent over to stand up. Ki nachas la'ara, when you tread on the ground, lema baruch roka aretz alamayim, that Hashem has given us firm ground to step on. Ki maski, when you walk, lema baruch hamechel mitzadei gover, that man is able to take footsteps, so you're able to walk. Ki siyim esanei, when you put on your shoes, lema baruch shasali kol tzarki, that Hashem has done everything I need. Ki asir mayne, when you tie your belt, lema baruch ozer yisrael begvur, that Hashem girds the Jewish people with strength. What?
Do all these have to be in this given order?
So this is assuming this is the order of what a person does, interestingly. Ki paris sudra al reshe, when you put something over your head, a turban on your head, lema baruch oter yisrael besevara, that Hashem crowns the Jewish people with splendor. The turban is a splendor. Kima atif petzitzis, when you wrap yourself in tzitzis, lema baruch hashem kshon tzitzis v'salim l'satif petzitzis. Do any one of these brachas jump out at you as being different than all the rest? I mean, what are all these brachas about? They're about what you're doing at that moment, what you're experiencing at that moment, right? You open your eyes, you stand up, oh, okay, I'm a zoke fufim. You walk, mechem nitzadi gover. You tie your shoes. What's tie your shoes? Shasali called tzarki. Really? That's called tzarki? Called tzarki means? Everything I need. Everything I need. Shoes. I got slip-ons, so Hashem doesn't do anything for me. What does that mean? Because you tie your shoes, Hashem has done called tzarki. If you go barefoot for a day, you wear slippers for a day, He hasn't done anything for you? You have none of your needs? All of your needs are the shoes? Okay, Akasha, something to think about. Why are the shoes called tzarki? The role of shoes in Judaism is an interesting study.
You can't wear it on Hallel.
We can't wear shoes on Harabayis.
Moshe by the
Snah. Right? Shalom Alechem El Raglecha. So, okay, something to think about. Kimanach tefillin adare. When you put tefillin on your arm, lema, baruch hasher kishon tzos vitzvanu, lahaniach tefillin. Say brach lahaniach. Areshe. When you put tefillin on your head, lema, baruch hasher kishon tzos vitzvanu, al mitzvah tefillin. What about Sephardim? Ah, right. There's one bracha on both. So how do they read this Gemara? We just said you say la niach when it's on your arm and al mitzvah inside your head. Yeah, if you didn't have the arm tefillin and you're only putting on the head tefillin, then you would say al mitzvahs when you're putting on the tefillin on your head. If you look at Tosos, in fact, over here, Tosos points out that there is a Gemara in Menachos, in Daf Lamed Vav, that lo sach mevarich achas sach mevarich shtayim. The Gemara says that if you do not speak between the two, you only say one bracha. If you did speak, then you would say two brachos. So and that's how Rashi explains it. Tosel says that it's difficult to accept, though. That means Chazal formulated two brachos, but you only ever say those two brachos if you did an avera. You're not supposed to talk between your tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, right? If you can understand that, only if you spoke, only then do you say the two brachos. It means that Chazal made an extra bracha for people who do an avera. Hard to imagine, no? So Tosfos writes, "Chen pirush Rabbeinu Tam dal shel roshi gemar mitzvah v'ikur diyesh b'dal batim v'shin mevarich al mitzvahs." That when you put on a shel rosh, no matter what, since it has the four batim in the shel rosh and it has the shin imprinted on the embossed on the side of the shel rosh, you make the bracha of al mitzvahs. Aval sach chozer mevarich shtayim al shel rosh. If you spoke after the shel yad, Rabbeinu Tam says, you say la niach and al mitzvahs on the shel rosh. Both of these brachos are lichavchila. Okay, it tells us more to say, but let's continue. Ki mashi yade, when you wash your hands, lema, you should say baruch hashem kishon mitzvah tzvanu al nitil sidayim. Ki mashi ape, when you wash your face, lema baruch hamavir chavle shena meinus numeafapai, that Hashem has taken away the chavle shena. He's, it opens your eyes a little when you wash your face. and it may be or will Hashem shetargileinu b'saraska that I should be accustomed to your Torah. V'davkin v'sasech I should be attached to your mitzvos. V'al tevi'enu lo deched v'lo de'avon and don't allow me to sin. Don't bring me to any sin. V'lo de'ani zayon or to any great challenges. V'lo de'vi zayon or to suffer indignity. V'chofes yitzri l'shtabilach and my yetzer should be subservient to you. V'rachkeni me'adam ra and keep me away from bad people. Mechavera from bad friends. V'davkeni b'yetzer tov v'bechaver tov and connect me to good, my good yetzer and to good friends. V'alamcha in your world. V'tzineni ayom v'chol yom. And today and every day I should be l'chein l'chesed l'rachim b'meinecha. I should have grace in your eyes. It should be chesed and rachimim. It should be a positive relationship between me and you, God. U'be'eni kol ro'ay and in the eyes of everybody. V'tikmaleni chesedim tovim and should do good chesed. Baruch atah Hashem. Gomel chesedim tovim li'amo Yisrael. Because that's what God does. Blessed is God who does chesedim tovim to his nation Israel. So there's really only one major main point over here, and that is the Gemara goes through the list of brachos that one recites when he wakes up in the morning as he goes through it. Now, our custom is that we don't split up these brachos. We just save them all for one big Birchas HaShachar. We say them all together. And that's okay because they're Birchos Shavach V'Hodah. Meaning, if it were a bracha on this Hana'ah, in this moment, then it would be like, why should I say a bracha if I ate when I eat my apple and a shakal when I eat my other snack and a mizonos when I eat my cookies or whatever? Let me just, wait till the end of the day. And at the end of the day, I'll say all the brachas of the whole day. No, we can't do that because that's a bracha on that item. These brachas are not to be viewed as brachas on that specific moment of the experience. They're birchos shavach. These are brachas of praising Hashem that he gives humanity the capacity to do all of these things.
Do these brachas go for like the entire, like you say once at the beginning and then you like
it goes for the whole day? Yeah. Chayiv adam varich. So we said a person has to make a bracha on good things and bad things. My chayiv levarich ala ra, k'shem shem varich ala tovah. What does it mean that you have to make a bracha on bad like you make a bracha on good? Ile k'shem shem varich ala tovah tovah meitiv kachem varich ala ra tovah meitiv. If it means to say that you should say the same bracha for good and bad, that just like on good you say a bracha v'atova meitiv, on bad you say a bracha v'atova meitiv, v'atnan, we have a mishnah that says beferish not that way. It says al b'saros tovos omer atova meitiv, for good news you say atova meitiv, al b'saros ra'os omer baruch dayana emes, for bad news you say dayana emes. So question mark, that can't be what it means when it says that just like we make a bracha on good, we make a bracha on bad. It can't mean that you say the same bracha for both. It means that whether good or bad happens to us, we are supposed to accept it with great simcha. What's the pasuk that teaches us this? Chesed u'mishpat ashira lecha Hashem azameira. That chesed, whether it be chesed or whether it be mishpat, whether it be kindness or whether it be judgment against us, we're always singing to Hashem. Im chesed ashira v'im mishpat ashira. If it's chesed, I will sing. If it's mishpat, I will sing. Second explanation of Shomer Achmeni Amreacha, that I learned from the following pasuk. Learn what from the following pasuk? That both when good and when bad happen, we have to praise Hashem and be thankful to Hashem. Vashem ahalal davar belukim ahalal davar. Vashem ahalal davar zumidatova. Belukim ahalal davar zumidus pranus. The name Hashem represents Hashem as chesed. The name Elukim represents Hashem as din, as judgment, strict judgment. So we're saying, regardless of whether Hashem is acting with rachamim or he's acting with din, we are always ahalal. We are always praising Hashem. A third explanation, Rabbi Tanucha Amar Me'acha. Where does it come from? The following pasuk: Kos Yeshua Sasa uvashem Hashem Ekra, Sarav Yagonem Tsa uvashem Hashem Ekra. Whether it's a time of Kos Yeshua, it's a time of salvation, we call out the name of Hashem. Or whether it's a time of Tsarav Yagov, of suffering and groaning and then crying, we call out the shame of Hashem. V'rabbanan Amri Me'acha. The Rabbanan say have a fourth pasuk that teaches us this same message. Hashem Nasan v'Hashem Lakach Yishem Hashem Mevorach. Whether it's a time that Hashem has given to us or whether it's a time that Hashem has taken from us, we always say Yishem Hashem Mevorach, that the name of Hashem should be blessed. Amar Avuna Marav Mishum Rav Meir V'chein Tanu Mishreit Rabbi Kiva. The Olam Ye Adam Ragi Lomer Kal David Rachmanu L'Tav Avid. person should get in the habit of saying that all that God does is for the good. Just like Rabbi Akiva once was traveling. Matali Masa, famous story. He arrived at a certain location, Ba'ush Piza, and he asked for a place to stay. He asked for a lodging. Lo Yahavile, no one was hospitable. No one gave him a place to stay. Omar. So he said, ah, kol David Rachman al Tav. Whatever Hashem does, it's for the good. I'm not going to get depressed about it. Azul Bas Bedabra. He went and he slept in the desert. Vahava Ba'adeh, and he had with him Tarnagola, Vichamra, Visharga. He had three things with him. He had a rooster, a donkey, and a candle. Also Zika Kavi Lasharga. The wind came, blew out the candle. Also Shunra Achlil Tarnagola. The cat came and ate the tarnagol. Asa Aryeh, a lion came, achlel chamra. The whole chadgadi happened. The lion came and ate the donkey. Not exactly the chadgadi. Amar, he said, called the Avid Rachmana l'tav. Whatever Hashem does is for the good, even though I just lost everything I had. Bei Belele, that very night, Asa Gaisa Shavi Lamasa, troops came in and captured that city. He said, don't you see, aren't I vindicated now in what I said, that everything that Hashem does is for the good? So let's do a main point over here. While we don't say the same bracha for bad and good, we have to praise Hashem even when bad things happen, as evidenced by four different pesukim. So it's not the same bracha for bad and good, but we have to praise Hashem even when bad things happen, and that is evident from four different psukim.